Christianity would not, it just wouldn't exist today, let alone be what it is. It just wouldn't exist. Paul is the founder of Christianity. He is the one that put it on its road. He's the one who popularized it. He's the one who built it. And he did it in between the years 30 till about 60. And so that by the year 100, Christianity was already a very strong movement throughout the Roman world. But that was the strength of Paul to be able to do it. He was a marvelous publicist. He was someone who understood the power of the pen and the power of speech. He was a tireless, indefatigable person. He traveled throughout the Roman Empire. And he was also someone who didn't have too many scruples. And because of that, when you put all of that together, it's going to be successful. What he did was expand the base of the early Christians. He adopted many of the ideas of Philo that I mentioned to you. Especially he liked the idea of allegory, because the idea of allegory solved for him the problem of mitzvahs. What's the problem with mitzvahs? The problem with mitzvahs is that you cannot have a popular religion in a non-Jewish world and tell them, listen, you got to have, everything is fine. You know, they'll hear all the ideas of Judaism and say it's terrific. Would, you know, give me two of them. But then you say, but there's only one thing, you got to be circumcised, and you can't do anything on the Sabbath, and you got to eat this, and yet when you start telling it to them, so they lose their appetite. And Peter was not willing to take anybody into the Christian group who was not a Shomer Shabbos. He certainly wouldn't take someone in who was uncircumcised. He wouldn't take in somebody that didn't eat glatt kosher. And Paul saw that there was very little future in that. They weren't going to go anywhere that way. So Paul introduced this idea of the allegory, which Philo had popularized. And he said, certainly the Torah wanted you to eat kosher, but that's only that you should have purity of heart. But if you believe, so then you're going to have purity of heart. So therefore you don't have, they didn't mean that you have to eat kosher. And Paul is the one that propounded the theory, which remains today part of Christian dogma, is that the New Testament canceled the Old Testament. That until the time of Christianity, the Old Testament was valid. You had to observe all the mitzvahs. But that the Old Testament was only a preparatory stage in the development of humankind. And when that stage ended and Christianity began, then there's no necessity anymore for those mitzvahs and those observances and rituals. And we can proceed directly to the heart of the matter, which is faith and love and belief, etc. Now, Paul also, when he propounded these ideas, so at first he got a lukewarm reception among the collaborationist Jews. But then when the rabbis caught on to what was going on, he got a very, very cold reception. Then not only did he get a cold reception, he got a violent reception. He himself writes in the book of Acts how he was thrown out of many a synagogue in his life. Imagine, and he came into the, you know, he came into the Beis Medrash and had a drosha like that. So there would be there are certain synagogues that would take direct action, would usher him from the premises. This, by the way, later will all unfortunately end up in the ball of wax of anti-Semitism. because he turns out to be a great Jew.